Hold on. We're not going on the boat. Derek's selling the house. We have to go to therapy?
What the fuck happened?
I've got a belly full of white dog crap. And now you lay this shit on me?
Stupid cast. Stupid, stupid cast. D. Stupid cast. Super duper stupid cast. U. Stupid cast. Stupid, stupid cast. M. Stupid cast. Super duper stupid cast. Two boys, one mic, living the stupid life on some other shit like Step Brothers. The poop is white. We do it right. Wait, we do it wrong. Whatever, just sing along to our stupid song. Stupid cast, stupid, stupid cast. D. Stupid cast, super duper stupid cast. U. Stupid cast, stupid, stupid cast. M. Stupid cast, super duper stupid cast. M.
Is the house haunted?
Boom. Episode 26, Stupid Cast. I am Bruno. This is Matt. How you doing there, Matt? Okay. All right. We're at my place doing the things. The wife's out, so I got music cranking in the kitchen because that's how I do, bothering the cats. They love it. So this is going to be a kind of a special episode, because in the beginning what we're going to do here is we're going to kind of do a quick review of all the people that we talk about, because we got some new listeners, and it turns out the new listeners can be a little fucking lazy. So new listeners are like, hey, what's a Tom? What's a Merkin Pie? I don't know what these things mean. I don't know if I like the cast. And I say, well, you don't have to listen. We'd prefer it if you didn't. So let's take a look here. Me and Matt here are going to rifle through a bunch of the characters on the show. All right, so this might be a little redundant to people who listen all the time, our good, loyal listeners. So let's see here. What's my list? I'll probably delete the list pretty early on, and then we'll be kind of in a bad space. So, all right. Character review, LH. LH is Lord Humongous. He happens to be the character from the Road Warrior movie, starring Mel Gibson. And he happens to live in the same cul-de-sac as Matt, a townhouse in Middleton, Massachusetts. Matt has kind of a weird relationship with him. Matt thinks he's the king of the sack. I get a lean towards, you know, the guy with all the war machines and war boys and weapons. I would put my money on Humongous before Matt. Matt, no offense. Okay, all right. So that's LH, and yeah, LH is known to break into Matt's house. Not break in, but, you know, he's got a tunnel system. He goes in, visits, and stuff like that. Likes to watch Matt sleep. Kind of inform Matt that he has sleep apnea, Matt, right? Okay. Matt's a little quiet today. I think Matt's feeling a little bit under the weather. Next, BTK. BTK is one of the bar boys. A lot of the people that we talk about are regulars at the bar. BTK is a gentleman named BTK who happens to look exactly like the bind torture killer, the serial killer from a few years back, who liked to bind, torture, and kill people. And this friend of ours, Wes, who happens to look a lot like BTK, he also has a son named Son of Sam, who we talk about on a regular basis. It's kind of weird that somebody named BTK would name their son Son of Sam, but what have you. Everybody's a little different. Bob Sapp. Bob Sapp's another bar boy. He's a UFC fighter, rather large, a black gentleman. I think he's about 6'5", 350 pounds. Bob Sapp does a lot of steroids. John Taffer, everybody knows John Taffer. We kind of go on a lot of rants about John Taffer from Bar Rescue. We'll get to the options clinic in a minute, but that's just a quick once over on that. Dapper Dan. Dapper Dan, the sexual man, is a gentleman that comes into the bar that we frequent, and he's a ladies' man. So that's pretty much all you can say about him. The broads literally flock to him, and I've witnessed some things that were pretty goddamn impressive. So that's Dapper Dan. Tom is a 73-year-old guy who comes in the bar as well. He's another bar boy. He comes in, kind of busts a lot of balls. He gets his balls busted back as well. And he did try to roofie the bartender once while we were there. then we appreciate that. We promote that kind of thing. So, all right, Tom. So, Merkin Pies. Merkin Pies is a character. Not a character. He's like a kind of like a mythical creature that happens to really exist. That basically, in a nutshell, if you wake up, say, Sunday morning, and you look in your fridge, and you see a whole bunch of cold pizza, maybe half a sub, that you don't remember, maybe you didn't order it. You clearly didn't order it. So that in that situation, Merkin Pies paid you a visit. So that's Merkin Pies. And I mean, I've seen him more than once, that's for sure. And I know a lot of our listeners have, too. Perhaps, you know, Merkin Pies, this is a different little segue. Yeah, Merkin Pies has been known to come in your home at night and make, like, cookies and food and stuff like that. And when he does that, he leaves a fucking mess. I'm not going to lie. He can leave a goddamn mess. So that's Merkin Pies. Baseline Bruno / Master of Sports. Baseline Bruno came up on the Olympics. We were watching the Olympics. We weren't watching the Olympics, but just kind of came up that you have no idea how good these athletes are. So what you need is a baseline average Joe kind of fella. And I guess that would be me with my low T. So you get me out there and you get me in the 400 meter and I get up there, I line up on the blocks and I go, and you can actually see how slow you would be in comparison with these athletes. So that's Baseline Bruno. Baseline Bruno usually injures himself on every movement, every event. Pole vault, you know, the stick probably breaks, or the pole, I guess you would call it a pole, not a stick. Stupid. Matt, you can jump in here any fucking time, man. Anytime you want to jump in. You fucking onion head bastard. Once again, I'm fucking carrying the show. Nothing. Fucking dead silence from this guy. I don't know. I think Matt's a little weirded out. We're in my little tiny room. I get a little tiny room in the back of my house. It's got a TV that's way too big. It's a hair bigger than a jail cell. And this is kind of where I like to go. It's almost like I back into this room, and it's like a coffin, and I just look up, and there's a TV that's probably bigger than half the house. It's probably, the TV's probably half the square footage of my whole house, and I'm really, really good with that. Options, oh, Master of Sports. Master of Sports is, that's me as well. I'm the master of pretty much all sport. So anytime anybody has a sport-related question, I have the capability of answering it. The reality of that is I know absolutely nothing about sports, but a lot of times I have to pretend like I know about sports, and I'll do that just to amuse myself. One that I've been using a lot recently is if a game's on, I don't even know who the people are that are playing, but I'll lean over to the guy next to me or whoever I happen to be sitting with, and I'll say, you think they got a shot this year? That's one of my favorites. I know Matt likes that too. Again, nothing from Matt. You think I got Matt tied up or something, right? Maybe I got a little piece of duct tape over Matt's mouth. Huh? Huh, Matt? Or maybe Rizzo's getting him. Maybe Rizzo got him. Japanese maples did not get him. We do talk about my Japanese maples quite a bit. They're the trees that are in my yard. This time of year, they're very dormant, so they're safe from Matt. But I do send them out to look for Matt when Matt's not around. We mentioned Rizzo. Rizzo's one of my cats who also likes to harass Matt. Rizzo has scratched and bit Matt, so on my command, I might add. So that's Master Sport. Options Clinic. Options Clinic is kind of like a sister company to the Stupid Cast, where we have the capabilities to what's the phrase? Excellence in extreme body modification modalities. I'll look it up. I forget the exact. Mission statement. I'll look that up in a second. We'll get back to that. But the Options Clinic is basically along the lines, like, hypothetically, if you were a shorter guy and you wanted one longer leg so you could run really fast in a circle, and say the person that we were getting the longer leg from wanted to run really tight circles in the opposite direction, we could interchange the legs. We have a high success rate with these kind of procedures. And we're branching off into animals. We do not get into internal organs. We won't touch the penis. And we haven't really done too much with head transplants, but we're working on that. That's coming down the pipe. We got a lot in the pipe for the Options Clinic. Options Clinic. Well, one of our biggest success stories is the Tiny Taffers. So Tiny Taffers, basically, we cloned John Taffer. We have the ability to break a Taffer up, but we can only do them into break them up into thirds or fourths. So we get quarter boys and one-third boys. We're currently working with the government in a drone program that will allow us to weaponize the Tiny Taffers. So that's kind of important. We did have an issue with the part numbers on the Tiny Taffers because I'm not very good at math. So in my math calculations, I think I did screw up. Let me look that up, actually. Let's review that. That's actually very important. Where is that? Hold on. Matt, you can jump in here any fucking time, pal. Any fucking time you want to jump in, you can fucking try me. Hold on. All right, maybe nothing. Looking at my little notebook here. I don't know. Maybe I never did the math. Maybe that's the problem. Oh, here we go. Okay. So the three boys are 223.73s, and the four boys are 224.55s. And, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. No, that's not right. The three boys are 73.24. No, they're 220. We're going to have to work on these numbers. This is part of the problem with the Options Clinic. Our math is not, it's not up to par, which, you know, accounts for part of our failures in the surgeries, obviously. 1, 2, 20, 72, that's the initial one. Okay, 3, 73, 24s, and then the 4, 55, 18s. So basically what that means is the original John Taffer is one boy, he's 220 pounds, 72 inches tall, and then the three boys. And if, this is where the math breaks down because I don't the multiplication, it's always been an issue. So the 3, 73, 24s, but we're going to be having a special on those tiny boys because the part numbers are wrong. So that's the Options Clinic and the Tiny Taffers. We do talk about those a lot. One thing we talk about on a regular basis is Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon is Matt's beer gut. So we do, I'm saying a lot. Got to work on that and run that through the clinic. So, yeah, Kevin Bacon's Matt's beer guy. We refer to him quite frequently. It's Kevin Bacon, B-A-K-I-N. I might be messing that up. Spelling, math is another thing that I'm not very good at. And coming soon, sneaking shots. We'll get into that on another episode. So, Matt, you got anything to add here? I just fucking noticed something. Matt's not here. Matt's not even here. So that's a problem. That's weird. He was supposed to be here. Matt's not even here. I don't even know. I'm going to take a quick look around the house here. This is fucking weird. I thought he was here. Matt? Matt? His car's not out front. I gotta think back here. I don't know that he was ever here. I think I might have just... Now I'm starting to get a little concerned. I'm starting to get a little bit concerned here. I might have to make some phone calls. Let me make a couple phone calls here. I'm getting a little bit nervous here. I'm a little concerned here. Alright, let me make a couple calls here. I think he was out with Rikers last night. Jay, no, not that Jay. Don't want to call that Jay. Jay Fury. All right, let me see if I can get this boy. Maybe this boy can help.
Hi, you've reached Jason. I'm sorry I couldn't take your call. Please leave a message and I'll call you back.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Jay is up. You call me on the other line. Hold on. Hold and accept. Jay.
Get the champ checked. What's up?
Hey, we got a little bit of a problem here, man.
What's going on?
All right. about a quarter of the way through episode 26. And okay. I just looked around and I realized Matt's not here. So I'm a little. Have you seen Matt?
I haven't seen him since last night, but he did send me a I got home safe text, so I would hope he's at home.
Yeah, I wonder if it's a daylight savings time thing. Or maybe he's confused.
That I don't. Unless his phone did it for him, I don't think he probably set his own clock back or forward. Wait, spring ahead, fall backwards.
I'm not sure. I don't abide by those rules. I try not to. I'm about halfway through this episode. I looked around. I was talking to him and everything. And dude, he's not here. His car's not out front. All right.
Oh, shit.
So you did see him last night, though?
I saw him last night. He had a beautiful smile on his face. He waved goodbye. We hugged.
Did he seem happy?
He seemed in a good place. Honestly.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what could have happened.
Who should I call next, you think?
You might want to give Rikers a buzz.
Okay.
I don't know if you called him yet. We were hanging out with him. Also, Brian. Brian was kind of there.
He was kind of there?
Kind of.
Maybe I should call. I'll call. I've never really called Rikers, but, I mean, this is kind of an emergency, so I'll call Rikers.
Yeah, give him a buzz, man. Let him know what's up. I hope you find him. It's awfully concerning.
That's weird, man. I could have sworn he was here. I could have sworn he was here. He wasn't contributing much, I'm not going to lie, but he all right. I'll try Rikers.
Did he smoke weed? Maybe that's what happened.
Did I?
No, did he? Because he just disappears when he smokes weed.
Oh, he dies. I've seen you kill him. I've seen you fucking murder that boy. I've seen that boy. He did. He disappears and then he dies.
By my own hands.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, good luck finding that boy.
All right.
I hope you get to see his smile again.
I hope so. I mean, geez, I would feel bad because I was talking a lot of shit about him. Or I was really tearing into him early in the show. And, like, you know, he wasn't contributing. I mean, Jesus Christ, it's a fucking two-man show.
Yeah, you pare it down to one man. It's a tough gig, man.
It's a one-ball sack.
One ball sack. Nobody wants that. No one wants to listen to a one ball sack either.
No, no. All right, I'll let you know. I'll reach out if I find him.
Best of luck to you, friend.
Thanks.
Adios.
All right. So let's try Rikers. All right, Rikers. How do you spell Rikers? It's an aggressive name, by the way. All right. Let's see if Rikers answers. Right now he's looking at his phone like, should I answer? Should I answer?
Hello.
Rikers.
Yes.
Bruno.
Yes.
Hey, we got a problem.
What's the problem?
All right. I know we've never spoke on the phone before, but I got halfway through the episode 26 of the Stupid Cast, and I'm looking around, man, and Guidi's not here. I'm fucking, okay. I am taken aback because I've been interacting with him. I could have sworn he was here. I mean, he wasn't contributing much, don't get me wrong, but his car's not here, man. I mean, I'm at my house. I'm not at his house. That would be really weird. But I mean, have you seen him? I mean, do you have anything to add to this? We got a missing boy.
I saw him last night. He was a handsome boy, that's for sure.
Did he
give you a present too? He gave me a CD.
He gave you what?
A CD.
A VD?
Wait, I got VD from Guidi.
Oh, well, that's the best kind.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question and be honest with me.
I will.
Did he seem happy?
He seemed happy.
Okay.
He seemed light.
I'm not sure if it's a little too early, but I feel as though I might have to like go like a little Liam Neeson and go looking for him. Do you think he?
He wasn't banged up. We only had a couple of cattails.
But do you think maybe he was taken?
Oh, I didn't consider that possibility.
I might have to put the news on. Hold on one second. I can put the news on.
Yeah, do that.
All right, I got to turn the music off. What do you think? Fox News? CNN?
Yeah, that's pretty reputable. You don't want any one of those fake news outlets.
All right. Who do you think I should call next? Because all right, does Trump administration get credit for good? No, that's not what we're looking for.
I'd say call Brian, but I don't think he'd be all that concerned.
That's very accurate. All right, I got to continue on with my search.
All right. Well, are you guys recording today? We're gonna get a new podcast tomorrow. Is that the story?
Dude, we're recording this right now.
That's kind of the
joke, man. But
I'm pretty stupid.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show.
That's it, right in.
All right, dog. I'll talk to you.
All right, later.
First time talking to Rikers. That went very smooth. Who else should I call? The logical call would be Mike G, but he's in Oregon, so I don't think Guidi would have made it that far. Who else we got? Let me try Brian. Brian sends me right to voicemail. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, dog.
What's up, dog?
Hey, I'm halfway through recording episode 26, and I look around over here, and I don't have a fucking Red Boy.
Where is he?
He's not here. I thought he was here. We're fucking halfway through the episode. I thought he was here.
No champ here.
So what I'm doing is I'm making a couple calls here, looking for this boy live on the show.
He was here last night.
Did he seem happy?
He seemed in good spirits.
Okay. All right. I'm wondering.
But I retired well before they left, so.
Do I go Liam Neeson, like maybe he was taken, or do I just kind of let this thing play out?
Well, do you have a special set of skills? like Liam?
I can sell, like, smaller Caterpillar equipment at a mediocre rate. Does that count? Is that going to help me? Will that help get the Red Boy back?
I don't know if that's going to help you with your hog.
I was very critical of him in the first 10 minutes of the episode, and then he wasn't really responding, and then I noticed that he wasn't here. So I went out, I'm not at his house because that would be weird. But
It took you half the episode to realize he wasn't there?
He wasn't here. I thought he was here. He just wasn't very responsive. So I walked out, I looked in the driveway, his car's not here. I actually put the news on, I had music playing. I put CNN on, Yeah. No updates yet. No, I put APB out, missing champ.
No champ here.
No champ here. All right. Who should I call next?
He was here last night. They went to pizza bar, and after that, I don't know.
Do you think maybe he's in the river? Somebody threw that Red Hog in the river?
I don't know. They were eating marijuana candies last night.
Oop.
And they went to a bar, so who knows?
All right, well, I'm going to continue looking. I'll let you know if I find him.
Good luck, champ.
Thanks.
Later.
All right, this isn't working out well. Who else could we call? Who else could we call? Let me look at my list of champs. Hold on. Hold on, this is not going well. This show is spiraling out of control. It's not a good one. We could try Donnie. I can't imagine Donnie would have seen him. Let's give Donnie a call. Let's see if we can get Donnie on. Quick one. Donnie, no, hold on. This is what happens. This is where you need a Red Boy. Hey.
What's happening?
We got a problem.
Uh-oh.
All right. I'm halfway through episode 26 of the Stupid Cast. And I look around, and I realize I made it halfway through the show, and Guidi is not here. I thought Guidi was here the whole time. I've been calling around people to see if maybe they've seen him. I get the news on. Nobody's seen him. So I got you on the show right now recording. Have any chance? I mean, I know this is a reach. You don't see him that often, but have you? Maybe you saw him.
I have not seen the Guidi.
All right.
I have Facebook back and forth with him a couple of times recently, but no visions of Guidi dancing in North Conway where I am right now.
Okay, well that might help. That might open up a new area of search because I'm going to go out and start looking for him. But if you can work the Facebook angle, maybe we can do a combined force on this and try to find this boy. I got 15 minutes into the show, he wasn't contributing. I didn't think anything of it. I figured he was a little hungover or tired or whatever. And then I realized, wait a minute, he's not even here. I'm looking around. He looked in the driveway. He's not here. I could have sworn he was here. I should have probably checked before I started, but no champ here. We got nothing. That's it, man. That's it.
Hit the booze last night. Is he a hangover boy? Maybe
it could be. I think we got the factor of daylight savings time. I don't think that helps. So I know he was. I actually called the people he was with last night, and everybody said he seemed very happy, upbeat. They saw him leave. So you know what? I didn't even think of. I should have probably tried calling him before I called everybody else.
Well, but as you said, there is the daylight savings fee. So, you know, he does have the Pentax phone?
No, he got a new phone, man. He's updated. I think he's a Samsung boy. So, oh, shit, maybe the Samsung caught on fire and burned him alive.
It could be that he could have blown up in his pocket. He could be dead.
Oh, Jesus.
It could be that because he was a Pentax boy, maybe he hasn't figured out how to flick the switch to auto-set the daylight savings.
Okay. It's possible. And the other factor is, you know, this might be my fault here, but we really didn't have plans to do the show today. So that I just kind of figured he'd show up. So that could be part of it as well. This is bad. This is bad. All right. Well, I'll reach out to you a little later. I got to continue on with my hunt here.
All right. So any 40-year-old thing?
40-year-old updates? Well, yeah, I got a missing boy. What are you doing? Where are you?
I am driving to North Conway to research a credit card fraud transaction for the North Conway Police Department.
Ooh, look at that, huh? Well, if
you shit, I like that stuff, huh?
If you talk
like a real boy.
If you talk to if you talk to the police up there, just maybe mention to them that we do have a missing red boy.
Right. Maybe I can have put out a bolo.
Yeah. Yeah. Put out a bolo. I like that.
For a 97 Camry.
The first stupid cast bolo.
Stupid cast bolo for a 97 Camry.
Be on the lookout for
a 94.
That's a 97. Avalon though. He switched to an Avalon.
Reattached it.
Well, he got a new whip. You heard that, right?
I did not. I actually have missed the last couple. They're still sitting in my podcast.
Wow. Yeah. See, this is what's happening. He got a new whip. He had the 97 Camry and he just kind of switched over to a 97 Avalon. So no, a 2007 Avalon. So yeah.
I think I did hear that actually.
But he did keep the bumper cover. He kept the Marlin. He's got it hanging on the rear view like a bad luck charm.
All right. On a side note, Mr. Harry Parker finally accepted my friend request on Facebook after 4 years.
Oh my god. Oh my. Let me call you after I'm done with this, man. I'll call you about 15 minutes. Okay, bye. I just cut Donnie off a little bit. And, you know, it kind of would make sense that I would call Matt last. Hold on. How do you spell Matt? Matt Giddy. Calling Matt Giddy. Calling Matt Giddy. He's still sleeping. He's still sleeping. He's still sleeping. He's still sleeping. He's ducking the day.
You have reached the voicemail box of 7815720184. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
No champ here. No champ here. Hey, I got halfway through episode 26, and I realized that you were not here. So I've been making calls. I made a bunch of calls to people. Everyone said you seemed happy last night. I talked to Donnie. He hadn't seen you, but nobody's seen you. So I got about 10 minutes, about 15 minutes into the show. I looked around and I realized you weren't there. You weren't really contributing to the show. I looked in the driveway. Oh, I should preface, I'm not in your house. I'm not in the basement right now, but I did look around. You're not here doing the show, so I'm not sure what that's about. I'm not sure if I got to put my Liam Neeson pants on and go. Maybe you've been taken. If you could send me some kind of a signal just to let me know that you're all right, that would be appreciated. Otherwise, I don't know what happened here, Matt. It's kind of, actually it went really well without you. Talked to a lot of different people. We got a little input on the show. That's pretty much it. And I think I'm probably going to end up putting your cell phone number online. So that's it, man. Talk to you soon. Hope you're happy. All right. I guess I'm going to go look for Matt. We'll end it on that note. Episode 26. Stupid Cast.